Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending November 22nd, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: merger of Heart NTA with other entities approved by House. Jamaica's House of Representatives has approved the merger of the Heart Trust NTA with the National Youth Service, the Apprenticeship Board, and the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the merger will provide a refocusing of his government's training initiatives and resources into a single entity. The legalities of the arrangement were set forth in the Human Employment and Resource Training Amendment Act 2019, which included 23 amendments. Jamaica and China enter into economic partnerships. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced details regarding a new economic partnership arrangement made between Jamaica and the People's Republic of China. The partnership centers on increased investments in areas that include special economic zones and trade. According to Holness, the new arrangement indicates enhanced levels of engagement between the two nations. He made his announcement to the House of Representatives as part of a discussion following his recent visit to China. This week's Caribbean news: 2020 Grammy nominations contain 15 Caribbean roots artists. Announcements of the 2020 nominees for Grammy Awards include 15 Caribbean roots artists. Also listed are Camille Cabello of Cuba and David Sanchez of Puerto Rico. Daniel Cesar, a Canadian-born singer with Barbadian and Jamaican heritage, was also named. Other Caribbean-linked nominees include Coffee, Julian Marley, Luis Fonsi, Eile and Bad Bunny, Mark Anthony, Amy Nuviola, and Juan Luis Guerra 4.40, and Vincente Garcia. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: Hannah criticizes government about disregard for Jamaican diaspora. Lisa Hannah, Jamaica's People National Party (PNP) spokesperson for foreign affairs and foreign trade, has criticized Jamaica's government for what she believes is arrogant disregard for the Jamaican diaspora. Hannah believes the government has steamrolled its agenda by imposing its own Global Jamaica Diaspora Council on Jamaicans who live overseas. Calling the Jamaican diaspora a national asset that shouldn't be politicized, she noted that there had been no discussions between the opposition and Kamina Johnson-Smith, Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, concerning the minister's proposed appointment of herself and 14 others to the council. This effectively provides the minister with control of the voice of the diaspora, says Hannah. This week's business news: Usain Bolt launches scooter line in Japan. Jamaica's legendary track and field Olympian and sprint superstar Usain Bolt is looking to revolutionize transportation in Japan by introducing Bolt Mobility's line of scooters to the Japanese people. Bolt is the co-founder of Bolt Mobility, an American scooter company. The celebrity athlete plans to use his clout to convince authorities of the environmental benefits of the scooters and that it would be worthwhile to loosen current regulations imposed on the use of scooters in Japan. Bolt launched his plans in Tokyo, Japan on November 15, 2019. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Coffee nominated for 2020 Grammy Award for EP Rapture. Jamaican singing sensation Coffee has been nominated for a Grammy Award for her EP Rapture. According to the Academy, Coffee's 5-track EP is defined as an album and was nominated in the Best Reggae Album category. The nomination garnered the respect of reggae artists and promoters such as Tony Rebel of the annual Rebel Salute Music Festival, who told the Jamaica Gleaner that he was especially impressed with Coffee as she received the nomination for an EP, which is generally shorter than a regular album. For Grammy Award purposes, Coffee's Rapture is being considered as an album, as it is 15 minutes and 30 seconds in length, which meets the criteria of the National Academy of Recording Artists, Arts and Sciences, producer of the Grammy Awards. This week's sports news. Sports tourism in Jamaica boosted by Classic Tournament. More people are travelling to Jamaica to participate in and to watch various sporting events. In Jamaica, Jersey Mike's Jamaica Classic Basketball Tournament is a prime destination event for sports tourists. Launched in 2017, the event is staging its third edition in Montego Bay from November 22nd through 24th. Of 2019, with eight teams featured in the competition, including Louisiana State, Rhode Island, Utah State, North Texas, Nicholls State, UMBC, Eastern Michigan, and North Carolina A&T. The event is presented in partnership with Jamaica's Ministry of Sports, Youth, and Culture, Ministry of Tourism, and the Jamaica Tourist Board. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.